I'm Noah Adams in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. With Hurricane Ivan tearing through Alabama, industries along the Gulf Coast are watching to see how it might have affected everything from oil to oysters. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, tell us about some of the big items produced in this area that could have been hit bad.
Well, cotton is really one of the biggest crops across the Gulf Coast that's facing this threat from Ivan. About half the current crop is still unharvested right now. That's about $2.6 billion worth. Of course, peanuts all over Georgia still on the branches. Corn and soybean crops are unpicked. And Mississippi has an $80 billion oyster farming industry. That's more than 10,000 oyster reefs. And they started evacuating the boats earlier this week. I spoke with Mark Russo at Chesapeake Energy Corporation, where they study the impact of weather on commodities. And he says for crop growers, especially from southern Mississippi over to western Georgia, the big problem here is the sheer size of this storm.
Hurricane force winds extend out to 100 miles from the storm center, and so those areas or those crop acreage that is well inland is going to experience hurricane force winds. So it's not just the crops closer to the coast, but those even getting into 50, 60 miles well inland.
And so really, depending where Ivan travels now and how long it stays this powerful, we could see some problems akin to the citrus industry in Florida after hurricanes Charley and Francis.
And Tess, what about the oil industry? There's a lot of offshore drilling there.
Yes, a lot of refiners and producers have basically shut down. About 77% of daily oil production has stopped, and natural gas production is down by almost half. Chevron, Texaco, ExxonMobil, Royal Dutch Shell, some of the bigger names here that have shut down their refineries. More than half of the crude oil imports into this country come through the Gulf Coast. And, of course, you have all those oil platforms out there in the middle of the water. But apparently they can operate those remotely, so even with evacuations of people, they can still keep pumping the oil.
And the ships going in and out of the Gulf Coast, what's happening?
Well, the Coast Guard ordered 5 ports completely shut down in Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida. Ships and barges basically have to stay where they are until Ivan passes completely through. And if they're traveling along the Mississippi River, they're going to have to get permission to move along the southern end in Louisiana. So Gulf Coast commerce is really at a standstill. And Noah, today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at the big money in virtual football.
Virtual football. Tess Viglin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace, produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Tess.
You're welcome, Noah.